evening, this is WX2 PJR, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Paul. NickNet is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boons Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonsville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. Is there any emergency traffic at this time? Over. Hearing none, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Over.
This is W2ZXN Mobile, good evening.
W2ZXN, come on in.
Well, good evening. Just got out of the car and mobiling off to work here. 47 degrees currently up here in Smithfield, Central Madison County. Very foggy out tonight, very foggy. But can't complain about the temperature. The only thing I'm complaining about is a lack of snow. Hopefully we'll get some more throughout the week for before Christmas, Wednesday there. And that's pretty much about it. I missed the call, I missed who this is, but it sounds like Pete. So good evening to you, so W2ZXN Mobile.
Name here is Paul, Papa Alfred in the form of Lima. I'm located in north central Lewis County. And yeah, what a contrast between temperatures. It was like that here this morning. 31 degrees here currently, and freezing rain. Yeah, it's getting a little sloppy out there. However, farther north you go, in Jefferson County, Watertown, St. Lawrence, Messina Way, up in that neck of the woods. It's a whole different story up there. We've only been getting it here for the last, hour and a half. The temperature finally dropped. We were 50 degrees here pretty much throughout the day, and then finally, as the sun started going down, the temperature just plummeted, so, and it's only going downhill from here. Hopefully we don't get too much of this. Places north of me, I'm monitoring a Racy's net going on up in Jefferson County. They've activated up there, and oh, it's kind of rough. They've got some power outages and all sorts of stuff going on up there, which isn't good. Anyway, my SWR is all sorts of all over the map here. Right now it's actually showing somewhat normal, so that's good. Anyways, have a good trip there. 47 degrees or so, 45, something like that. I know it's in the 40s. So not too bad, at least it's just rain, but better than what we got here. I'd rather have the rain than what we're getting now. I'd actually rather have the snow than what we're getting now. Anyway, thanks for the check in there. Have a good one. And let's see, any other mobiles or portables or short timers out there wishing to check in, please call back. Hey, not hearing any. This is WX2 PJR Paul, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come on in.
KA2ZZ, hi Paul.
KA2VLA.
KC2WI.
Alrighty, I got KA2ZNZ, KA2VLA, and KC2WI. Head up to Jack, come on in.
Yeah, I was listening to what you were saying because I've been watching it on the radar and I knew it was turning to ice to the north and I guess to the western end of the state. We're in Liverpool here, I'm 37, so there's quite a variance in temperatures. And we were quite warm there earlier today, it was up in the 50s this morning. But I don't like the ice either. And I also heard Andy there too, what he recorded. So that's about it. It is raining here. It is 37. We have our full snow is completely gone. The only snow we have is, you know, where plows have pushed it and piled it along driveways and so on and so forth. 73's all around. KA2ZNZ.
Alright, right there, Jack. Not too bad with that. At least it's rain, which is good, I guess. But anyways, better than what it is here. Yeah, it's just crazy. I mean, this morning I was running another net. It was 50 degrees here, and places north of me were checking into it, and they were like 19, 20 degrees. It was like, wow, that's just ridiculous. But now it's actually making some sense. But anyways, it's just amazing where this cutoff line actually is. Yeah, this morning it was well north of me. Now it's dipped south of me. So, yeah, it looks like we're in the thick of it here. Hopefully it does change, though. Even though the way the temperature's going, it's still going the wrong way. So, anyways, thanks for the check-in, Jack. Have a good one. And let's go to Clint. KA2VLA, come on in.
Thanks, sir. Hello, Paul. This is KA2VLA. Well, we're just running at 31, 32 degrees, playing with the freezing zone. We had a lot of snow flying off the roof. We had over a foot of snow, and it all cleared off in this warm weather. I had a driveway full this morning from my neighbor's house. Then I had some fall off my house a couple times today. But the gutters come down by the driveway a little close, and I put flags down. And one of the flags got knocked down, and I walked out to pick it up, and a hunk of snow came down and just missed me. So that's about all the history in Boonville. Things are, they're waiting for spring. Don't say 73.
It's barely been winter for, it hasn't even been 12 hours of winter yet. And waiting for spring. Anyway, even though it seems like it's been winter for about a month now. Anyway, not too bad with that. I don't blame you. Yeah, it's kind of been already a really interesting winter, and it just started not even 12 hours ago. Oh well. Let's see here, yeah. Oh, our snow has slid off the roof here and got, melted and pushed out of the way before it decided to refreeze, so which is good. So the roof is all nice and, well, probably getting slick out there now, but at least there's no extra weight on there. So thanks for the check in there, Clint. Have a good one. And let's go down to KC2WI. All these KA calls. Anyway, KC2WI, please come on in.
32 degrees, according to the digital thermometer. My analog one is maybe a hair over that. I just put my foot outside on the back steps and slid it around, and it's still water out there. It's nothing freezing yet. I guess it will some overnight, but with any luck, it'll get warm enough to melt it all tomorrow. And now I'm starting to maybe, I really could not wind down and just keep going, but I'm starting to sort of have the list of jobs I have to get out, is going down, and I'm on a couple others that were, one's going to be real easy, and another one shouldn't be too bad, and I might just have everything wrapped up before Christmas, but have nothing hanging as far as work that got to go back to customers anyway. So that's nice. Not going to have to be in any rush to get out and up to the Adirondacks for, I don't think, for snowmobiling. I don't know what it's like up in Lake Pleasant. I'll have to, maybe I'll call home and find out if they're getting rain, freezing rain, whatever. Supposedly tomorrow is going to be the real big rain day up there. and so I was sort of, I didn't rush up there because we had all the snow here, so as far as snowmobiling, I didn't feel like I was missing anything. I missed it here because I only, I might have ridden 100 miles in, out of the hole, all that snow, and maybe that sounds like a lot, but that's like, you know, go down the Lions Hole for lunch a couple times and make a loop around to Branningham and, you know, a couple things. So I really, it was not really fun, but as far as all the snow and not being able to play in it, and of course now it's pretty messy. So if this is the way the weather is going to be, then there's no real rush other than to go visit. I might just work right up until the holiday and then just take the week off. So I don't know if I can do that, but I used to be able to do that when I worked for somebody else, but we'll see. KZ2WI.
Alright, there, Pete, not too bad with that. I'm sure it does mic up again here. It's being weird. Anyway, just getting nice, so iced up a little bit, but still sounding okay. It's not like telling me, screaming at me, saying, hey, stop talking. So anyway, let's see here, I guess do what you gotta do. I know Franklin County and St. Lawrence are pretty bad, but I don't know about Hamilton there and Herkimer. I don't know what kind of shape they're in. They may be just getting rain still at the moment, but the way some of those hills, valleys, and everything else in between are, you never know. One spot could be getting rain, the next spot could be getting snow, and the next spot could be getting freezing rain. So it's all very difficult to say in that neck of the woods. Oh, you don't like it, just go to the next town. Anyways, but yeah. Hopefully things turn out well and you're able to get up there. And thanks for the check-in. And let's see here, anyone else out there wishing to check in to the Black River Valley Service Net? This is WX2PJR. Name is Paul.
I just looked at the Weather Underground report, which is actually measured at King of the Frosties and Speculator, and yeah, they're warmer than here. They're 36 degrees, and the forecast says low of 33 tonight and a high of 51 tomorrow. So they must be, the mountains must be keeping the cold front out of there. KC2WI.
Quite possible. It is weird how that works up there in the Adirondack. You get some of these warm pockets and everything else, and just, can do anything it really wants to. It wouldn't surprise me. I think they're just under an advisory there, if I'm not mistaken, or were, for like a winter weather advisory, just a chance of stuff. But overall, I think they're supposed to just see the rain part of it and not get too much. But yeah, I don't know any snow they have, though, which is good. So, anyways, not too bad. There's a weather station up there reporting there from Speculator. So thanks for that there, additional. And let's see, anyone else out there for the Black River Rally Service Net? This is WX2PJR. N5ALW, come on in.
Well, good evening. And you changed a few things with this. I'm not sure it's working perfectly, but maybe you can let me know on the radio if it's a little bit better than it has been.
Yeah, sounded pretty good. A little bassy, but not bad. I can copy everything you're saying. So you must be over the Echo Link. Yeah, I got Echo Link up, but I'm using something else on it. Going through the radio here currently. But overall, sounding okay. Just, as I said, just a little bit of bass on you, but not enough to cause any real distortion or anything.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what's causing that. I went back to hand mic in place of a desk mic, and doesn't seem to make a tremendous amount of difference one way or the other, I guess. But anyway, yeah, you were talking about the weather we're running into, I guess. That's probably what's taking away all the snow and possibility of activity around the area. So maybe we get lucky and it gets cooler and we get some more to put some fluffy stuff back on the ground again.
Hopefully here in the next couple of days, I think they're calling for some here anyways, on Christmas Eve, maybe a little bit of Christmas Day, but not really enough to probably write home about up in this area. At the moment, yeah, we're getting that nasty ice storm, or the starts of it here. So, at least here, farther north of me here, they've been getting it for the past 24 hours, and getting kind of rough. So, but yeah, here this morning we were about 50 plus degrees, and now it's dropped down to 31 and rain, freezing rain, and getting pretty icy. So, anyways, not too bad. What's the name there, by the way? Name here is Paul, Pop Alpha Uniform Lima.
My name here is Bob. I'm in Adder Lake, and, yeah, we've had similar temperature. I would imagine it's probably, I'm not really sure, I've just been the last couple of hours, but it was, I think, at one point got up to 47, so hopefully it would cool down a bit, but I don't know, they said we're going to get more rain and more warm weather for tomorrow, so I think it might take away most of the snow that we've got left.
Yeah, we had about 2 feet up here, 2.5 feet. Now we're down to probably, I'd say 10 inches in the last 24 hours after we got all that rain last night and this morning. And the 50 degrees here, so, yeah, it's going away, but I don't think it's really going away much anymore, not with it being below freezing now. So I don't know if it does warm back up tomorrow, which I guess is kind of what they're thinking. So we may lose a little more, have to wait and see. What else? We're under flood watch here as well. Notice the old river's looking a little uglier out there. The ice is breaking up and water's flowing over the big dam. So, yeah, all sorts of crazy stuff. So, what is it, 3 days before Christmas, 4 days, whatever. So, quite an interesting travel period. Anyways, thanks Bob for the check in there. Have a good one. And let's see, anyone else out there wishing to check into the Black River Valley ServiceNet? This is WXCBJF. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Yeah, not hearing any. Let's see. Six check-ins, so I'd like to thank everyone for checking in. And if I don't talk to you again here in the next few days, or here you are again in the next few days, wish everyone a Merry Christmas, and I'll catch you again here next Saturday, if not before then. So with that, have a good holiday, and have fun with it, and don't do anything I wouldn't do. Hi, hi. This is WX2BJR, clear and returning the repeater back to normal every 73 is all.
KB2KOJ, 4 Octon, the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octon is currently being held on a 145-17. Are there any stations 4 Octon with or without traffic? Station 4 Octon, come now, please.
This is. So we have a 2 Whiskey Bravo X-ray. Good evening. No traffic.
This is. WI.
Okay, I have N2WBX. Dennis? KC2WYP. Thank you both for checking in. Anyone else for Octon? Final call for Octon.
This is
AJ2Q, hi John, thank you for checking on, Bill, appreciate it. And off for Rock 10. I'll call for Rock 10, four stations with or without traffic, over. Good, nothing else heard. I want to thank everyone for checking in, do appreciate it. And we'll say 732 on frequency, KB2K Jack.